Hello, Mills McCartney. Many people have been texting into the show all morning today. Dominic is going to try and find out exactly who this man is that she... I'm not going to put words into her mouth, but she there's certainly no talk of an affair or anything like that, but she does say that she loves him.
Mm.
Obviously, if it wasn't bad enough for Paul McCartney that his marriage has broke down, then, you know... She admits that she loves, you know, somebody else. She loves this Duncan fella, whoever she's talking about.
That loved unconditionally.
There you go. Mm. Unconditionally is his name.
We should try and find him, shouldn't we?
We don't know who he is, but I believe that's not the name of her trainer.
No, it's not.
How are you spelling dishnally?
I don't know. It could be D apostrophe I, you know, S-H-I-O.
Dishnally.
Dishnally.
But there you go. She's admitted that she loves this man.
I loved unconditionally.
Mm-hmm. And, it's certainly something.
Is it? Well, just thinking it's a bit like Declan Donnelly, isn't it? But maybe she's not getting it right.
I don't think it is Declan Donnelly.
No, it's Dishnally.
It's unconditionally. You can hear it.
Let's just have a listen.
I loved unconditionally.
Mm. Declan Donnelly.
It's very clear, isn't it?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Harry. Sound really like Duncan.
I'm going.
I'm sorry, it's Tuesday. Carrie goes straight from the show to script writing for Graham Norton's show. Play that clip again, that's funny.
Which one? Unconditionally?
No, Graham Norton.
It is a good old shindig, because it's not really televised. So, in China and India. But you can just have a laugh.
But no, penis! But seriously, I'm gay! Ladies boobs, not interested. Do you know what it's like? Mm. It's like, you know, if you were to put a bicycle pump and start pumping him up, they were the noises that he would make. Mind you, if you were to put a bicycle pump...
Yeah. I was going to say, you know,
point well made.
Where?
Exactly.
I told you, only on Fridays.